We are learning Masech Teschulin, Daf Lamates Omid Beis, and we are beginning three lines from the top of Daf Lamates Omid Beis. Tanya Kvasei de Rabbi Yechanan. We have a braisa that's a riot to Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan's shita is that when it comes to Chulin, even Avodah Zarah, it's possible to mechashiv ma'avoida la'avoida. And the braisa says, Hashoyches is a behema lizrek domba la'avoid chavim, first a braisa, you shecht the behema for stam, and you have a mind to be zorik the dam, the blood for Avodah Zarah. Or lahakter ulahakter chelav lois chavim to makter the chelav of the fats to avodah zarah. The halacha is that behema arei elu zifchei mesim as a dinam of takroibus of avodah zarah. It's also bahana, and like Rashi says on Amud Aleph, the makar that's also bahana is learned out from mesim. How do you know mesim also bahana? Learn out sham from egla arufa, and therefore this behema is also bahana. But it's clear like Rabbi Yechon and Araya the mechashiv ma'avodah la'avodah. Now. The Braisa Adkan's right Rabbi Yechanan, and we don't Rabbi Yechanan. But now we go weiter in the Braisa, and that opens up a whole new sugya. Shachta va'achka chisho laha. What happens if someone shechts a behema, stam, and afterwards he's mechashiv on lizrik dam lahak techalva afterwards, he wants to be zerik the dam for avodah zarah. Does that change it and makes the shechita shechita psula? Because here, the shechter was kosher. It was kosher to eat. It was kosher. It wasn't Eivim Nechai. Everything was gevaldik. Afterwards, he said, you know, I want to be zarek the dam, l'shem avay the zara. Does that change the shechita or not? So shechta avach kishuv la'az...
When I read the Kavi,
you did that by pigle. By pigle? So it'll be a pasulot. Because in Ezrika, you could pasulot. You could pasulot.
You were doing it the
other time. Right. So there... There you could have on the din pigle can make that it's a apostle of carbon. Here also, if you actually will be zarek the dam, then it would do it as well. But here you didn't were zarek the dam. You have the chashav. I'm going to be zarek the dam now for pigle for avodah zarah. I thought of it afterwards. The question is that megal mafreya that I meant to do the shechita for avodah zarah. That's really the question. That here. It's a new type of question. It's a question called Hechiach Soifoy Al Tchilasa. Buy a carbon, if you have Machshav B'Shah Zrik of a pigle, of course, that's a regular classic pigle. You don't have to have a Shechita. Any four Avodas, you can have it.
You're in between, right.
So a pigle, you can't have pigle in between, no.
What's
so,
the same question pigle?
You can have the same question with pigle, but you don't. But this is where it's not talking about pigle. It's talking about Avodah Zarah. And the big difference is like this, that by Avodah Zarah, there's a cheskas kashrus on a person that doesn't have shame avodah zarah. By pigle, there's no such thing as a cheskas kashrus on that. There's no cheskas kashrus on that. Here, we're talking about here that the guy is going to do avodah zarah, mei chetesa. Because we have to have a stam machshava of a shechita now for avodah zarah, that we don't know yet. But by pigle, you have to have a machshava, a positive machshava. There's no such thing as stam machshava of pigle. So it's more than that. By pigle, it's not shaya chiz, because not shaya chav stam machshava by pigle. We're going, this Gemara is going according to the Ma'an Diyama holds that Stam Avodah Zarah, Stam Goy has Machshava for Avodah Zarah. That we'll see in a second, but I'm really jumping the gun with Rav Lezer Rabban. But let's say we go like that. Stam Machshava of a Goy is for Avodah Zarah. Okay? Here, this guy's a Yid. He shechts it, Avada, it's a good Shechita. There's no Stam Shechtim Yid for Avodah Zarah. Afterwards, he has a mind, he wants to do a Zerika L'Shem Avodah Zarah. So he's a mumma. Does that say lemafreya? It's a stam shechita l'avodah zarah. That's basically the question. Does the end show that the beginning he had those thoughts as well, and they were worried that shechita was a shem avodah zarah? By pigle, there's no such thing. First of all, there's no such thing as stam behemah l'pigle, and second of all, there's a cheses kashrus over there for sure. Doesn't pass the whole sugya of cheses kashrus. The whole thing doesn't apply. Okay. So shachto avachish olaha. Now what's the pshat? They didn't say iser because the covenant of the rabbanon no hold that you don't say stam machsheves oivuchav loivuchavim. And here also, even if you say gloyim milsel mafrei that it was a mumar, but you don't say mistama ashchita is stam loivuchav. We don't say that according to rabbanon. So first of all, he said, "Loy amra isav shem koyin derabbanon." Loy heter shem kvoid der rav liyazer. They don't want to say it's mutter because koyin derav liyazer. Once we know now he's a mumer, should be stam achshav lavar izar. So that's where the suffix here is. It passing like rabbanon rav liyazer. Who's rabbanon rav liyazer? That's the Mishnah. The Mishnah is rav liyazer. Every time a goy shechts, According to Rabbanan, every time it goes shech, it's kosher. According to Rabbi Eliezer, every time it goes shech, it's possible. Why? Because stam machshav l'berezor. Here we know now this guy is like a guy, he's a mumer. And therefore the question is, that's the more I want to tell him. Maybe he's telling that machlekes. So that's more, what are you talking about? It's no sheiches. There, maybe there there's no tzad because he never said anything. The shaman of the chashav, here you're hearing afterwards that he's saying something besoif. He's saying he wants to do something about his zara. So maybe here even the rabbanah will be masking. And he can say fakert also. There's a guy. Stam a guy is for his zara of Israel. You don't say, he has a cheskos kashrus till now. You don't say, Rashi says, I've been keeping that cheskos of Shashchita, he's a cheskos of Shashchita. Maybe it's only came to his head afterwards. So there's no reason, even for Rabbi Yaza. So therefore, what I'm saying is, nothing to do with that machlaikas. So you have to know, why wasn't he sure? And basically the question is, why don't we say cheskos kashrus? It should be kosher. What was he worried about? What? Let me do Rabbi Yechanan. Let me do Rabbi Amin, Rabbi Lezer, and Rabbi Baran. According to everyone. For sure it's kosher, Rabbanan. He always holds it. Never stam achshav al avarizar. You mean, Vira B'liyeza? Because here it's a yid. Vira Rabbanan, it's pasha, it's kosher. Vira Rabbanan, it's pasha, it's kosher. Because even if a guy shech something, it's kosher. If you don't say anything. So Vira Rabbanan, it's pasha, it's kosher. Vira Rabbanan. And even Vira B'liyeza holds stam machshavas. And here it's a yid. Right, there'd be a svar the same thing, but you wouldn't know that. That's a svar. We'd say it can't be told as a reserve. It's not a bad svar. If you're the second dichui, if in fear of lezer it's kosher, kavchem if you're a bonan it's kosher. Kavchem if you're a kosher. Here also you had machshava, right? And still Rav Lezer holds kosher. So it's a kavchem. The madach even fear of lezer holds stam thing, and still even machshava later on. We say no, it happened later on. Ches is kosher. So here, the Gemara is saying is, here, L'chaira, you have a Cheses Kashrus. Now, really, there's another Lashon before, in the Mechlekes, Rabbi Eliezer Rabbanan, there's another Lashon before, that says, the Mechlekes is not Stam HaChshavas HaMechol HaChavim. The different Mechlekes, Zog Toys, is different Mechlekes Ad Kan. The Lishna Basra Adil'el, also, Al-Kach L'Shor Rabbanan El, B'zeh Mechash V'zeh Oibit. Abahach Oysa At V'shach HaZorak, Ach Kein Dam HaChavim, maybe that's better, maybe that's different, that changes the Shechita. Because he's saying also even the other way Mechlekes here, because he spoke it out clear, also would be worse. We're still not sure what's the reason, what was the suffix, what was the beer of the suffix of the mice of the Kesri, the Rabbanim there in Caesarea, what was the shiloh over there between the Rabbanim there, if you go to the Hatter list. So I'll tell you what the shiloh was. Elam Rav Shizbi. Really, they were going to say Heter. But like, only Heter, Mishim Kvoida, the Rishim Gamil. Because the cover of Rishim Gamil. What's Rishim Gamil? Hey, Rishim Gamil. Which Rishim Gamil are we talking about? Elaim Rishim Gamil, the Gittin, the Tanai, look at the Mishnah. Habari, Sha'omar, Kisvu Gel Ishti. There's a regular healthy person, and he says, write a gift for my wife. He doesn't say Tanu, and give it. And what happened was that the Adam took him very seriously. They wrote the get and gave it to the wife. The law is rotzol asachikba. He just wants to make a joke because Rashi explains that this lady was getting him very nervous. Says, you know, he didn't have any children. She says, we don't have children. You're going to die. I'm 40 yibum. I don't want to do chalitza. I don't want to do all the things. He says every day by breakfast, he should tell him, I need a get. I want to get in the bank over here because I don't want to have a problem. So he had enough of her. So he said, okay, write a get. And they wrote a get and gave it to him. You know, the whole thing's a joke. He doesn't have any mind to write a get. Rotzol asachikba. He doesn't say the word tnu. It's a joke. Umaisa Babari Shama Kisvagelish. There's another story that this Bari wrote said Kisvagelish, he didn't say Tnu. But all the guy went off. He went up on the roof and he fell off the roof. Umaisa died. So now the Shaila was that a good get or not? The get was given before he died, obviously, like we just said.
He fell.
What?
He jumped or fell.
Oh, good question. So for next, Amashemil, Imatsmoy Nafal, if he fell by itself, Hareza, if he fell, he jumped off, Hareza get. That's a get. Why? Because that shows that he gave it, it was not a joke. If the wind blew him off, ain't a get, it's not a get. And just to explain this mishnah of Avinu by Maisa Listar, we first said it's Rosh Hashachikba, then we say it's Tali, how he fell off the roof. Avinu Maisa Listar. And the Gemara explains this mishnah by saying, Chasuri Mechsor, V'Hokitani, Ima Chiyach Soifa Ad Chilasa. The mishnah is like this. If at the end we have a riot to the beginning, then I raise a get. Then it's a good get. Umay Sinami, Baruch, Omar, Kisvagel Ishti, Va'ol, a guy went up the roof and off and fell off. umeis died. Rav Shimon Bil, im atvinav, he jumped over the get. The meruach the chas, if the wind blew him off any get. So what do you see? Shimon Bil holds that a chiyach soifay al tchilasa, which means if he jumps off, it's a raya. He didn't mean to make a joke, and therefore it's a good get. So if that's the case, so really you have to speak out that the halacha is if someone's bahul, he doesn't have to say tnu. He just says kisvagel ishti. It's enough. It says someone is going out to be killed, or someone that is very sick. The halacha is you don't have to say tnu. Rashi brings down that everyone agrees to. Here the chiddush is that you don't have to say tnu because it comes out l'mafreya. We know now retroactively that he b'shas ma'isa was takabal. He was about to kill himself, and if he forgot to say tnu, and therefore it's a good get. So what's the shaila? So back to our story. So by shechita case also, where he had a machshava afterwards. So according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, taka b'yasa. That's why they don't want to be mat there. They don't want to be mat there because, you see, hachiyach soifa atchilasa. So to Gemara, what's the raya? But Dilma, shani hasam. It's different by the case again. The ka'ama kisvu. He said something. He said kisvu. He didn't say tnu. So there you can say, okay, I meant to say tnu. It was adam ba'al. Masha inkin here, by the case of the shechita, there's no hachacha whatsoever in the beginning that he means avodah zarah. There's no hachacha whatsoever. There's nothing yet to make us think that he means avodah zarah. It's just the soifai. That's not enough, according to Shimon Gamliel. You need a maaseh before to say a chiyach soifai et lasa. So how can you say that was the reason why he didn't want to pass Kenheter because of Shimon Gamliel? Shimon Gamliel is talking about a case where he said kisvu. So which of Shimon Gamliel are we referring to? Elamarava, Elamaravina, Mishon Kvoid of Shimon Gamliel, the hacha. It means this is Shimon Gamliel. That's following Shimon Gamliel. The time, you don't have to rise up. A guy is dying, and he writes in his will all the chosim to someone, to someone, Reuven Cohn, v'hayu v'hem avadim, and there were avadim in this package, in this portfolio. There was avadim as well. V'ama halah, and Reuven says, "Ef shivem, I don't want this present. I don't like this present." So imaya rabbi sheni kayin, if Reuven Cohn was a kayin, which is usually the case. They can start eating b'tshuma. That means he efshi does not work. If a guy gets a present from a shchimira and says he efshi, does not work. Why not? You can't force me to take a present. We'll see in a second. Harei eloichlem b'tshuma. Shemila emer kivin shama Allah efshi behem. Since the guy said I don't want, kar zochav and yarshim. His yarshim was zeicha, and therefore it's not a sugya. It's not a shaila. They cannot eat any tshuma because this person, the original owner, was a Yisrael. And Karzachim and Yarshim. And we want to know what's a Bia Machlekes. We want to know, the guy's screaming, I don't want the present. You can't force me to take a present. Well, what's going on over here? What's Machlekes? And the Gemara explained like this. If someone screams right away, I don't want the present, when he hears about it, if he's quiet when he accepts it, then if so he is kind, he can't change his mind. EFGM is not a return. You can't give it back. What's the machlekes? Keep pligas zichalay de'acher. In front of him, he was mezakeh him the whole portfolio in front of him, but I did adam acher, someone else, and he was quiet. V'shasak of seichel tzavach, and he was quiet. And then finally, when it reached him, he said, "I don't want it." So Tana kamasav in the shasak. If he was quiet when he saw it happening, the transaction happening, kano he's kinda v'hadikot tzavach. Later on, he's screaming, "Mahadri, he's changing his mind." Changing his mind. If he screams at the end when it comes to his hand, that's mechiach. He never wanted it. Why didn't he scream right away? I didn't get it yet. What should I scream for? And therefore, in some say pshatas, because he totally got his hand. He didn't want to scream because first of all, it was embarrassing in front of the guy. So therefore, he started to only say, "I don't want it." When it comes to his hand, the bottom line is. That he holds hachiach soifai al tchilase over here. We find over here. Shimon holds. So therefore, also, but a case of shchit also, we should say hachiach soifai al tchilase. The only problem is, and that's why we don't want to pass in mutter because Shimon Gamliel. The only problem is it's still a kasha. Look, you still have an idea of cheses kashrus that you have by avodah zarah, which you don't have over here. And the achrayim has the kasha. Plenty of the achrayim of an art all has the kasha. Look, what's going on here? There's no easy terrors to this kasha. But the Chayr, why did the Cheskes Kashrus? So what are they worried about? Because the Chayr here, he only happened in Machshava later on. We don't know about that. But Kapar, the Gemara held, it was a dimyan to this Shita of Hechiach Soifayat Chilasa. So the Baravaita. Or Rabbi Dumashmuel, halacha k'Rabbi Yosi. According to Rabbi Dumashmuel, he paskin like Rabbi Yosi, that the owner cannot have an effect on the behema. The sheikh, the owner, can have an effect. And it sounds like even the Rabbi Yosi holds even the Gabi Kachim like that. That the whole din pigle, it's a big shot how we paskin in Lamaisa, but this Gemara Rabbi Yosi shows we paskin that way. That by pigle, only machshava could be idea the kain, and the same thing goes for chulin. It could only be a yidei the sheikhet. Like Rashi says, they not call a sheikhet, but fill shemana the chashav puzzle. If you hear the guy saying something, still it's possible. So the Gemara story. Hanu taya, these Arabs, to osi the tzikunya, they came to tzikunya, and yav dichbi tafti yisrael. They gave their elim, their rams, to the sheikhet Israel. Now, the reason why it made sense to give it to a sheikh Yisrael was because they ate halal. They only ate on geshacht in a food. So they gave their behema to the sheikh Yisrael. And they said like this, Amrulu, dam of a tabrul don, we're going to use the blood and the chelif for by the zara, and bishcha bishchu, and you, bishchar, that you're shechting it, you're going to keep the leather and the meat. You keep both of that. And they didn't have time to shecht that. They were very busy. So mishcha bishul dechu. The shaila is, we have now here a part machshava in this behema, and does that have an effect on the sheikh? The sheikh is Yisrael. The taye is having in mind part of a avodah zarah. Does that disqualify the carbon or not? That's the question. Very good question. Shalchu rav tuvi bar rav masla kamed rav yosef kai gavre mai. What's the halacha? Shalach le halacha we don't mashmu halacha rav yosef. Therefore, it's not a problem. You eat your meat. And use your leather, because it's not a problem. We paskin like the man the Yomar, who holds that the machshava of the part owner will not shter it. Zok to Gemara, or shayla, no shayla about this part owner. Omalei Rav Acha Breid Rav Avi Rav Ashi.
And when the game take the blood and spritz it, it's not going to ask someone to fare the meat?
No. That the spritz becomes awesome, but not the rest of it. Only that the krevis becomes also, not the rest of the behemoth. Only Rav Acha Breid Rav Avi. Besides, they didn't own the rest of the behemoth anyway; they gave it to him, so it would be too late. Only Rav Acha Breid Rav Avi Rav Ashi. Rabbi Yezer holds that the machshava of the owner could have effect. Yov lezuzu tabach yisrael mai. So it means like this: we have in our Mishnah that Rabbi Yezer says even if he made a shechita a manas to give the diaphragm to Rabbi Yezer, it's possible. That's our Mishnah. Very small part. Zok to Gemara, that maybe there it's different, because there the owner was the guy, or at least he was a shutif. So there I understand that his fear of Eliezer holds machshava, if the owner works, it works. But here's the different shayla. He never owned any part of it, not pashutif and not at all. He gave money to the Israeli. So I see Shechting Behema. I'm giving you money to give me part of that animal for Avodah Zarah. Or you don't say for Avodah Zarah. Give me part of that animal for me. And stam goy is for Avodah Zarah, right? So yav zuzu tabach yisrael mai. What's the halacha? The shaila is, do you have to actually own it, or giving money works as well? Really, money is kind of usually, so it should work. So amalei chazinon. Eatin ish amahu. If this guy is a very strong person, this guy, and you can't tell him afterwards, you know what, I'll give you back your money. I don't want to shechta for Avodah Zarah, here's your money. I don't want to shechta for you. I'm giving me money back. So Yinush Amu, he can't do that. Limos Amaz Klei also. It's awesome because now it becomes a Kenyan. He owns party behema. Sta machsheva esavishchav levichavim, and therefore becomes possible. Viloi, but if you could say, I'll give you money back. Omalei reis sheikh vahar. He says, here's your head. Here's a mountain. Rub them on each other. I'm not giving you any possible. I'm giving you money back. Basically, tell him go fly a kite, and therefore. The halacha is, Rashi says, even if you want to give him the bus afterwards, you can. Because the bottom line is that it's like a tanai. If your machshava is machshava, I am not selling this to you. And I could do that, because you're not in a shama. So I'm only giving it to you if it's not a machshava of a dezara. And therefore, a manav shach will be a kosher, a behema, and it won't be considered a machshava l'shem of a dezara. That's what comes out in the shayla according to Rav Eliezer. And Mitzvah Shem, the next year we'll continue the Mishnah more about shechting takroivis of Avodah Zarah, which means shechting behemoths for different Avodah Zarahs. What is Avodah Zarah? Lahar, Layamim. We'll see Mitzvah Shem tomorrow's year when we see the Mishnah.